Blog Talk Radio.
Attack someone, but you do have the right to defend yourself by any means necessary if you're in that position to defend yourself.
I gotta get my
Everybody, we are on talking about the pros and cons of being a revolutionary. Hopefully, I think we have some technical difficulties. I have to go back and check. Hopefully, I was speaking earlier, but I don't know. But something like we said earlier, some of the pros and cons of being a revolutionary. We do this for our people. We do this for pride. We do this for our nation. We do this for fighting for the freedom and liberation of the oppressed. That's one of the pros. One of the cons, like I said earlier, could be sometimes we get locked up doing this. Sometimes we die. Our brothers and sisters of the past have died standing up being a revolutionary. Sometimes we have to sacrifice and travel a lot. You know, so, you know, you have pros, you have cons of everything. We said to people who are getting in the revolutionary movement, investigate what kind of group you're joining. Because a lot of ideologies might not be what you believe in. We have a lot of brothers and sisters who say black power, but they might, you know, might have black mates. So certain organizations are not for everybody. So, you know, what I'm saying, the pros and cons of revolutionary is a complete constructive change is what revolutionary is, what revolution is. So when we say we want complete constructive change, we want the conditions to change from the negative aspects that we are accustomed to. We want to control our own destiny. You know, that's a pro of the, you know, being a revolutionary. You want to control your own destiny. You want some land. Bottom line to any revolutionary is land, because you have to have a base. If you don't have a base, you really don't. You have to have a base to call home, and that's one of your pros. But the con is we always been fighting, and our brothers and sisters been fighting for years, still trying to integrate. And, you know, when you say complete constructive change, you're talking about having some of your own. So as we talk about pros and cons of being, you know, one of the things we're talking about, too much infighting going in an organization. That's one of the cons of being a revolutionary. You're going to have to see a lot of infighting. And you shouldn't have to see that, but as people grow and develop, maybe we'll get, you know, get a little further down the road. But one of the cons right now, being a revolutionary, you see a lot of infighting. You see a lot of people scrapping for positions, you know, in organizations. That's just one of the pros and cons of being a revolutionary. You will see this. We're just calling it like it is, and that's what this program about. But one of the good things about, you know, like I said, being in this revolution, And being a revolutionary, you get to fight on the behalf of your brothers and sisters. You get to stand tall and uncompromised, and you get to have a voice, be heard for a change. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, you sit back and be too silent, and all type of atrocities are ran upon us. So that's another thing. So that's a pro when you take a proactive move to get free, to liberate others. Sometimes, like I said, one of the cons, you might create enemies. As a revolutionary, you might create enemies. So that's one of the cons that you might come across. Sometimes the enemy is, it might be the government, depending on what's your position, what's your ideology, what's your group's ideology. So that's one of the cons. One of the cons is everybody wants you to sympathize and be like them. And it all depends on what type of organization you are. You know what I'm saying? You have to stay focused on your agenda and your ideology. It all depends what type of organization I say you are. But one of the cons is everybody wants you to be in and become and do it their way. Sometimes, you know, you don't have to say black power all the time. It's power to the people, you know. Everybody has their own ideology, so that's one of the cons. You know, it all depends what you're fighting for. It all depends what you fight for. Like I said, I don't know. I think we kind of might have to do the show again because I don't even know if I was on air early. The mics looked like they were closed. I'm not sure. I have to listen to the show after it's over. But we appreciate everybody that took time to join us tonight, and that's all we're talking about. And if you want to join in and say anything, just press 1 on your phone. We'll get you right in talking about what's the pros of being a revolutionary and what's the cons of being in a revolutionary movement. Like I said, sometimes one of the cons is if you're in a revolutionary movement, sometimes you have to keep quiet because you're scared of losing your job. And sometimes you don't have a job. When you get into this type of movement, you lose your job because sometimes you have to be vocal and be seen on in the media, and it costs for a lot of the employees to get rid of you. So that's a con. You know, it's good to know this type of stuff before you get in a lot of organizations because you know what you're facing. So that's what we're speaking about, pros and cons of being a revolutionary. Like we said, revolution is complete constructive change. Hey, so that's the pro. That's what we're looking for. We're looking to get complete constructive change. And some brothers and sisters, depending on the organization, said by any means necessary, we're trying to get free. So, you know, one of the cons is you got to know who's pushing your buttons also, who's trying to push your buttons. Sometimes, you know, our buttons are being pushed. Sometimes we're being led a certain way, and you have to know this too. So you got to be aware of who's controlling you. Sometimes some of our leaders are controlling us, and we're not being ourselves. One thing, and when you're a pro-revolutionary, you're a thinker. You're able to think for yourself. Sometimes we have to, you know, we have a lot of brothers have to be told everything, and that's a con. You know, sometimes you follow wrong guidance. It all depends what kind of group you're in, but sometimes that's just one of the cons. You have to make sure that the people that you link up with, the people that you network with, have the same common mindset and the common goal, the common objective. Anytime that your objective is not the same, you're going to have a conflict of interest. If your objective is not the same, you're going to have a conflict of interest. If your mindsets, you can come to a common agreement, but you got to have common objectives. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's take this call coming from 770-882, y'all.
Yes, greetings, Brother Drew, Black Power, you know, race first, free land, all that good stuff. This is Mama Pearl. How you doing, Brother Drew? I was listening to you talk about all the pros and cons, and it just brought to my mind, Brother Drew, you know, since that J. Edgar Hoover and all this COINTELPRO stuff, nowadays a lot of the black organizations that is started up by the FBI and the CIA and all that. COINTELPRO is everywhere. The only thing that I can say to my brothers and sisters is that you just have to stand on truth and righteousness wherever you go. And if you want to know some of the pros and cons of a revolutionary or freedom fighter, just go back and read your Bible. What do you think that the Messiah Jesus was? He was a freedom fighter, you know, and he was no punk. And what happened to him? Everybody, you know,
right.
the closest one next to him was a spy working for the agent. So they all got killed. But because he stood on truth and righteousness, and he knew there's a life after this one, and he was going to wake up his people so they can continue to shed the light, that's what you do, to stand on truth and righteousness.
That's very good. Very good observation, Mom Girl. So I'm glad you made that call, because that is one of the cons of being in this revolutionary. You get infiltrated by a lot of different peoples and people trying to infiltrate and get in your organization and cause harm and sometimes jail, sometimes death to you. So that is, and like you said, and you can learn a very great lesson from our spiritual brother, Yahshua, also known as Jesus, over here in the West. How he was betrayed. So one of the cons is betrayal comes in this. Once you get in this type of movement, you can expect to be betrayed. Yes, Mom Pura, very good observation. And thank you for texting me, reminding me that we were on. Cuba, I'm not sure if did you hear me earlier, Mom Pura, when you was on the phone?
No, it was complete silence. I heard the music, and then you came back. It was complete silence just until a few moments ago.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I looked up there and I seen my mic wasn't lit up, so they had my mic closed, so it was kind of chaos. So I'm pretty sure I'm gonna have to do this program again, but that's all right. We got a little heads up for the ones online. We'll do this program again. We'll just do it again next week for the ones online, and maybe I can edit it. I don't know if I'm prepared, but it's a good program. Good information just was given out.
Absolutely. Keep giving it out, brother. I'm listening.
All right. Thank you, Mama Pearl, for calling me. Mama Pearl, our national spokesman for the Black Nation Task Force. All right. Thanks, Black Power. Yes. So that's what it is, one of the pros and cons. And Mama Pearl pointed out a real good con. Sometimes betrayal is one of the weapons used against a revolutionary. Okay, jail is a weapon, and death, and like I said earlier, sometimes you lose your job in this movement. So what we're going to do is, since my mic wasn't on earlier, I think I lost my first 10 minutes. I'm not going to keep on talking. What I'll probably do again is reschedule and do this show again next week and just refine it, and everybody come back in and maybe have some comments about the pros and cons of what you learned about being in the movement. So we thank everybody for coming out. And like I said, we'll repeat this again because I lost my first 10 minutes. And we'll repeat this again. Black Power, appreciate everybody coming out.
When I was younger, my mother told me to never forget
where
I came from.